Blog Talk Radio.
Again, back live on Sunday to bring you our wonderful show. Well, today's topic is a little difficult because we have been fed so many lies and so much crap ever since we've been born. that it's very difficult to come into the mindset, into the thought process that will actually make you free, okay? Freedom means control. In order to gain control, the first thing you have to do is gain control of your emotions, over your mind, and over the information that's coming into you, and have a very strong understanding of who you are. We're going to start off like we do every week. What is love? Love is the act that makes others feel good. This is a practice that if you engage in this practice, your relationships will be better. You have better activity with your family members. Everything will be better for you because you will never treat anybody in a way that doesn't make them feel good. And they will begin to respond in kind, you know? So that's very important. Now, the next question, I know the topic for today is Muhammad the Messenger said that the lies one. Jesus the Christ said that I and my Father are one. Were they saying the same thing? Let's talk. That's the topic for today, you know? Our spiritual leaders come with the same message. What happens to that message that changes so much that they're promoting and doing evil in the messenger's names? This is very important, okay? In order to understand that, we have to get into what who we are, who we really are. Now, the question is, why don't they want us to know who you really are? Because once you find out who you really are, your thought process goes into 2.0, 2.3, 2.5, 2.6. You begin to upgrade because your thinking will be on a different level, okay? Once you realize that we are all energy beings, an extension of the universe, and that we're carrying the power of the universe, all we have to do is realize how to use it. We can have whatever we want, believe it or not. Once we realize that, they lose control over us. Because once you start thinking into the mind of God, then you realize that, hey, every blade of grass, every insect, every animal, every person on the planet is under my jurisdiction. Jurisdiction is a very tricky word, so we're not going to use that word jurisdiction, but we're going to say it's my responsibility. Because as God, everything is my responsibility. Now you start, well, how much money is it going to take to feed 7.1 billion people, you know? Now you start thinking, what do I need to secure 7.1 billion people? Now you need tanks. Now you need battleships. Now you need aircraft carriers. You see what I'm saying? And now you need satellites, defensive satellites, because you're protecting a lot of people. But if you're not into that thought process, you're in the thought process that I'm going to receive blessings from something greater than me if I acquiesce to what those who are bringing me this whatever's greater than me tell me to do. Once you do that, then it comes down to you and your family and having some success in the culture that you're being raised in. Now you don't need a tank, your little house and family. You don't need a battleship to protect your little two-car garage and your little house that's outside. You don't need tanks for that. You begin not to need anything. Then you begin to put yourself under the auspice of somebody else. So now they have to have all that stuff to protect you. And the minute something go wrong, you can't go to them saying anything because you don't have no power over them. You don't have no control over them. You have to go get a lawyer to do this. You have to go get someone else to help you do that. They take all your money, paying God knows how much for services that you should be getting for free. You understand what I'm saying? So this puts you in a bad way. Now, in order to have freedom, you must have control. When the George Washington and them hooked up with the Moors, came up with the agreement, and the Moors set showed them how to set up a country because they ran it for 8 years before George Washington took over, all right? And when they came up with all the Constitution and all that, that just didn't come out of George Washington's mind. For those of you who want to do the research, a lot of that was set up by the Moors, okay? Now, when they came up with that doctrine, they understood that once they put people in control over people, that corruption would set in and that evil would begin to take shape. So they put laws in the Constitution not to protect the people, but protect the people from the government. That's why the whole thing was set up. See, because they were beginning to come into their right mind, their right thinking. They were no longer thinking like some created being. They were thinking like they were God, like they were lords. And remember, I say this quite a bit because I really want this to sink in. When they had black people as slaves, they made you call them lord. They made you call them master because they assumed that position. Now they had to take care of you. They had to provide for you because you now became their responsibility. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to begin to upgrade your mindset. You are an energy being backed, powered by the cosmos. So you can't see, you are an extension of cosmic energy, of source energy. That's what I call it. I call it source energy. To get away from the chicken and the egg type thing is we call it the uncaused cause. That which caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. No matter how far back you go and what you think, you're going to come into that particular paradigm. All right? So energy cannot be created or destroyed. We're not created. I know it's difficult to get, difficult to understand, but until you begin to come into that mindset, the thought process and the way you're thinking will not give you the thoughts or the ideas to take you into freedom. Okay? Now, now, as we think about what's going on, let's talk about the topic for today, okay? Muhammad the Messenger, I call him Muhammad the Messenger because he never called himself a prophet. He told the people he was a messenger from Allah. That's what he said, okay? Jesus never called himself a Christ. That's what they called him. They put these names on our people, and then they steal them. They give him a title. See, once you start dealing with the title, then it takes you away from the live being or who the person actually is, and you're dealing with the title. The person themselves, who they are, and what they are. They were messengers, and Muhammad said that Allah is one. Jesus said that I am a father, O one. Let's think about that for a minute, okay? They're both talking about the oneness of that which brought them into existence. Okay? The oneness of that which brought them into existence. Now, if all this stuff is supposed to be about oneness, what are we out here fighting and killing each other for? The Muslims are supposed to be united Muslims under one Allah, but yet the Muslims are fighting and killing each other. Christians are fighting and killing each other. Something's wrong with the picture. Something is wrong from what the messengers brought and from what they're teaching you. Because if you have so much love in your heart as a Christian, why are you killing and bashing, and how could you put people in slavery if you were following the teachings of Jesus? Jesus wasn't talking about no slavery. Muhammad abolished slavery. So how can the Muslim have slavery? Something's wrong with what they're giving you. They're evil. Okay, is when somebody forced their will on you. That's evil. Now, when you think about that particular definition, okay, there's a lot of evil going on over the planet. They're functioning out of evil because everything they're doing is designed to force you into submission. And that's what's going on, okay? We have to really wake up and begin thinking with a new mind. Thinking with a different thought process. Once you start thinking with a different thought process, you'll be amazed at the ideas and the conclusion that you come to that will help you in your everyday life. You know, you'll start eating different because you stop listening to these crazy doctors who work for the pharmaceutical companies that want you to get some, that want you to stay on some kind of pill or drug for the rest of your life. That's how they roll. But if you study, there's cures for cancer, there's cures for AIDS, there's cures for all this stuff out here. People are dying, and they don't have to, only because they haven't stepped up into the right thought process. And the Bible said, physician, heal thyself, which is what you can do. Okay, I got a sister right now. Doctors gave her 3 months to live. And what is she doing? She's running back to the doctors. They telling her, honey, we can't do nothing from you. You need to go someplace else and find out what you can do for yourself. Is she doing that? No. She's right back there. They loading up with medication. They cutting all up because she is not into the right thought process. Okay? We have a lot of people that are dying unnecessary following the recommendations of the doctors because they for themselves. Listen. This might sound a little weird, but the difference between you and the doctor are the books you read. The doctor's read medical books. You read novels. So you're an expert on the novels, and they're an expert on medicine. All you have to do is flip the script. Start, pick up some medical books. Order the medical journals. Start studying. Start learning about the body. See what I'm saying? Start studying the organisms and what's going on within the body so you know what to do. You know how to increase the immune system. You'll begin to learn these things, but you have to come into a different thought process to make all this happen, okay? Now, Muhammad and Jesus came as messengers of peace, messengers of love. In fact, when they went to get Muhammad and lock him up, he told them, go to Abyssinia. There they have a Christian king. No man is wronged in his kingdom. So the Muslims went to the Christian king, and when the idolaters came to get them, the Christian king told them, after they told them the story of Jesus, which is in the Quran, after they told them that story, which is the same story that's in the Bible, he said, not for the thin line, not for the weight and gold will I give them over to you, because the difference between the two is no bigger than a thin line. That's what's going on with the teachings of Muhammad and the teachings of Jesus. The difference is no bigger than a thin line. But they're using you to fight their wars over oil and gold, okay? Jesus and Muhammad came with a message of peace, yet the fighting and killing is on an increase. It's a little word thing I did. We are fighting for the love of God, so we were told. But what we're really fighting for is oil and gold. They're using the people to do their bidding. The 1%'s children inherit the wealth, while the 90% inherit the misery and the death from the war. That's what's going on. And it's time to wake up and begin to see that. Okay? You see what I'm saying? Now, here's another big problem that we have. We need leadership, but you don't. Once you grow as a child and your parents teach you how to cross the street, once you get it down, why do you need somebody to lead you across the street? You don't. You know how to get across the street. Why do you need these people to solve your problems for you? You can solve your own problem if you're thinking with the right mind. And right now, they have us out of our minds. We're not thinking with the right minds at all. We constantly run to these people trying to get things done. Now, I'm setting up a way of life, and that's what religion means. Religion means way of life. So we're setting up a new way of life for everybody so that we can get into this freedom and access the power that we have. All right, it's a process because we've been here for 250 years and we haven't got it right yet. So I'm taking my time to make sure I get it right. So when we make the move, Okay, that's what's going on right now. You feel me? Now, Jesus said something, right? He said, a man cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless he be born again. What does he mean by that? Now, I'm plugged into the Will I Am show, right? And we're going on some of the lessons based on what Will I Am is talking about. Now, as a live being, when you're born, you're birthed as a live being. Then your parents sign the birth certificate. And that gives you your, once they sign the birth certificate, the straw man is born. Okay? Those of you who don't know what a straw man is, go on the internet, type in straw man, read that document, it'll tell you what a straw man is. Yes, I have to apologize. They just shut my phone off. I had to call back in and go back on again. So, Big Brother's playing around with the phone. So, I must be saying something right. So, where are we at? We're talking about being born again, all right? And when we talk about being born again, that message that Jesus left. See, the Bible is a book of keys. All right, because back then they knew about DNA, cloning, all that stuff, but they couldn't write it up as this, DNA and cloning. So they had to put it in code and keys based on the way they talked back then. But they knew all this stuff. So Jesus dropped the message that in order to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again. So what happens, as I was explaining, the live person dies when the birth certificate is signed. And then in order to become a live person again, you have to go down, fill out the affidavit, and become a live being. You have to reclaim yourself. So you have to be born again and get free from what's going on. That's what's going on. Now, we have a show coming on after this one, Will I Am show. I'll give the number for the commercial. It goes over the affidavits and stuff that you have to fill out to become a live being. Now, here's the problem. When you become a live being, now you have to be responsible for all your actions. You have to be responsible for everything, okay? You got to be responsible for your doctor, bill, your clerk, because you can't get benefits from the government because you're not a straw man. You're a live being. There's a way to kind of get around that, but we'll talk about that. That's a whole other show, okay? So this is what Jesus was talking about when he said you must be born again. That's why Nicodemus couldn't understand it, because back then it was kind of hard to explain to them in words what we're going to need in the future to help us out, you know, to help us get out of this madness. So everything is about the knowledge that you have, how much you know, what you know, and based on that, it will determine how much success you have in this culture. Now, you have to lead yourself into success. You can't expect nobody to lead you into success, you know. Normally, if you check all the groups, the leaders get everything. They got the mansions, they got the jets, they got the planes. And some of the people, there'll be some of the people get success, but not like the leaders do. So if you want to have the success of the leaders, become a leader yourself. Make your own success. You can do so much for yourself if you step up and stop letting people tell you what you cannot do, who you can't be. You can be or do whatever you want. This is the message that we're bringing. The law of reality is reap what you sow. Okay? That's physically and mentally. Now, the Europeans are calling it the law of attraction, all right? But basically, the law of reap what you sow, but the preachers didn't teach you the other part of it. Now, they come along teaching you the other part, but disassociating you with religion, which is way of life. You know what I'm saying? A lot of you have chosen the Christian way of life, you've chosen the Muslim way of life, you've chosen the Buddhist way of life. I mean, that's what they are, way of life. If you feel at peace doing those type of things that they're telling you to do, then that's fine. Where you live at is where you're supposed to live at. Now, I'm dropping a lot of information on the show, but trust me, I can't make you step up and be who you are. The programming is so deep, and you've been programmed so long that it's really hard to get around all this stuff. But I'm bringing you the information. I move pretty fast. So anytime you want to slow me down or you got something to say, just want to give a shout out, that's fine too. Hit one, and I'll see your hand up, and I know that you're on the air. Those of you on the air right now, like, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you checking in every Sunday, figuring out what we're doing. Now, some of my friends, when I use the term Muslim or Muhammad, they're not going to call. Some of my friends, when I use the term Jesus, they're not going to call. Okay? That's just how, that's how they're programmed. Me, I take all information. The Bhagavad Gita, I read all the books. I go in, I get what's going to make me a better person, and I get out. Because all the books got stuff in there that I don't need. And I have to determine what's for me and what's not for me. So I'm saying, because I'm on a journey towards freedom. And that's where I'm going. Those that want to go and get free, get control over their lives, get control over what they're doing, how much money they make, when they make it and all that, they're welcome to come along. Those that are not worrying about that, if $8 an hour for you is a big blessing, hey, you sure don't need to be hanging out with me. That's all I'm saying. If a $10 raise is great for you, hey, then you're on the wrong train. This ain't that kind of train, because we want it all, and we can get it all. We want the whole cake. We can get the whole cake and share the cake together. We can do that, you know, because we have the power to do that. That's all I'm saying. So you have to sit back and ask yourself, is my end game? What do I actually expect to accomplish out of my life as I go through this thing? This is what you have to ask yourself. Everything that you do is a way of life. Religion is a way of life. Now, we're going to have to redo all the definitions for the words, because all the words that you, the definitions for the words that we have been taught from beginning to now are all backwards, and they're leading you into a path that you don't want to go down. Okay, so we have to redo the words. That's why Dr. York came up with the word overstanding. Because, you know, once you go into the courtroom and say understand, that means you're submitting yourself to the laws and jurisdiction that they're quoting to you. When you say I understand, you're standing under what they're saying. So we have to change the meanings of these words so we actually know what we're doing with ourselves when we communicate with ourselves. And that's what has to happen. Religion, right, is a way of life. It means that you have realigned yourself. Okay, now wait a minute, let me back up a little bit here, because there's two meanings to the word religion as we say it. Okay, the first one is I have decided where I want to go and what I want, how I want to end up, money wise and everything else. The way of life that I pick will help me realize that goal. Okay? Once I pick that particular way of life, then I have to realign. That's religion again. See, it's just ways to say the same word. I have to realign my entire thought process to the way of life that I've chosen to bring me that goal. Now, if your way of life is money, that's your religion. Okay? If your way of life is booze and liquor and drugs, that's your religion, okay? If your way of life is following the teachings of Yahshua ben Bader, or whom they commonly call Jesus, that's your religion. If you're following Muhammad the Messenger, whom they call Prophet Muhammad, that's your religion, okay? You know, but what you have to do, which is paramount, the most important thing that you can do is to study for yourself. Realize for yourself what you're trying to do. Don't let nobody lead you by the hand, put a blindfold on you where you can't see where you're going, how you're getting there, unless you're following them. You have to be your own leader. You have to lead yourself to the promised land. Because the promised land is promised to you. But you're going to have to take yourself there. There are those that are going. They don't need your help to get there. But it'd be nice to have some company along the way. That's how it works. If I'm going to New York, you're going to Washington, D.C., I got to say, hey, I wish you luck on your journey, but I'm not going to Washington. I want to go to New York. I want to be free. Here we go again. 250 years here. All great men and women have come. We have some great men and women have come through here, but we're still on the same boat. Okay? Something's wrong with this picture. Something's wrong with it. You got to wake up and see that something's wrong with it. You know what they say? If you keep banging your head, I mean, if you keep doing the same thing over, expecting a different results, that's the mark of a crazy person. Are you crazy? You are not. You got to think about it. When the European came here, they didn't have no picket signs. They weren't running around trying to ask the Indians, can we live in your area? They didn't do that. They came here with power and force, and they took what they wanted. Okay? So like they say, the Mexicans, we got an immigration problem with the Mexicans. No. The Mexicans have an immigration problem because they were fine until the white immigrants came here and took their land. The Mexicans are trying to get their land back. What you have, they talk about the borders. You have a conqueror's position to keep the indigenous people from going back to their land. That's what's going on. You know, immigration problem over there. what you realize who the real immigrants are. Yeah, there is an immigration problem, but the Mexicans don't have the military might to take their land back. They're sitting there trying to figure out a way to close the border to keep the indigenous people from going back to their land. Think about it. That's what's going on out there, okay? Like I say, I'm covering a lot of territory. Anytime you want to jump in, just press 1. And I'll stop, and you can make a comment or shout out, whatever you want to do, okay? Just let me know that you have something to say. If you're just listening, taking in the information, that's fine, too, okay? Remember, I'm not a minister. I'm not a teacher. I'm not anything. I'm just a messenger bringing you a message of love. All this is about love. I want you to love you so much that you will start looking for ways to get your freedom, okay? The picket signs didn't do it for us. The march didn't do it for us. Okay, I appreciate what Mr. Farrakhan did, going to deal with the Billion Man March. The first couple of Billion Man Marches was to show us that we could come together in peace. Did we do that? Yes. Millions of us out there in peace. One of the most peaceful days that Washington ever had. You know, when the marches took place, can come together. But you can't come together if you come together to argue with these people about taking your rights back that they don't took from you. It don't make sense. When do a thief give you back what he stole from you without you taking it from him? He ain't gonna just give it to you, you know, because as far as he's concerned, he stole it. It's his now. Especially if you don't have the military might to protect what you have, they just come on and take it. Okay? Now, one of my three right now, halfway through the hour, usually halfway through the hour, I give out a few shout-outs. I do this because there are some shows that I think if you tune into these shows, that you'll learn something from the shows. Maybe not all that you want to learn, but you'll pick up a few tidbits, okay? One of the shows is The Legacy of a Nation. It comes on a Saturday at 6 p.m. Their calling number is 347-677. You got Radio Omar. He comes on at 6 o'clock in the morning. And the same number, 347-677-1533. And it also comes on every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. So you can check them out. You know, straight talk. And we got the Will I Am show, which comes on right after mine. Brother's deep in law, and he knows a lot about law. And if you have any questions or problems with the law, especially what I just mentioned earlier about being again, to stay with their Jesus state, how to put up the affidavit to bring back that live person that they killed with the straw man, okay? And I think one on the show today, he's talking about how to get control over that straw man, which is good, okay? His number is 218-632-0460. His PIN number is 726-476-87. Press pound and listen to the steps that should tell you to press pound when you call in, okay? Also, I want to give a shout out to Horace Butler, who wrote the book When Rocks Cry Out, because I think he's the first person to actually understand that history. Well, not the first person, but I like his understanding of history because he brings it all together and gives us a different perspective than a lot of the other historians, okay? Yeah, the Nikki Love Show, I've learned that she don't come on Tuesday, or she'd be on Thursday at 10 o'clock. She's a spiritual advisor. I like her stuff a lot. I think she can help you out a little bit. If you're looking for a way to go and somebody to chat with, I think she'd be good for that. 347-215-8040. That's me here every Sunday at 3 p.m., okay? And my calling number for this show is 646-564-9888, okay? Now, also, I want you to tell you that this is actually a spiritual show. I'm coming to you from a spiritual advantage point. Now, here's something I want you to think about before I get done with the commercial. There's not a powerful country on the planet that don't have a spiritual base. Just think about that for a minute. What are you talking about? I don't know religion. Look around at that. Every powerful country on the planet is coming from a spiritual base, because that has a lot to do with your consciousness, with your heart. And that has a lot to do with how you draw your power and open up your third eye. See what I'm saying? A lot of them come from a spiritual base because they want to control you through that spirit, because we're spiritual beings. We're energy beings. That's who we are. They know that. You don't know that. So anybody says, well, I'm done with religion. Yeah, duh. How can you be done with a way of life? You got to live. So whatever you're doing is your religion. It's your way of life. See, they got us tricked up, so we don't really understand what's going on. Now, also, I'd like to give a shout out to the Black West Merchants, Division 173rd July, Philadelphia. They're headed by the senior nurses, because we also need medical schools and everything else. This is Black History Month, so I'm going to drop this out there. We had those in Philadelphia, but they shut them down. We had medical schools, we had our own hospitals. Give me a little tidbit here. They shut it down on technicalities. So I'm telling you now, if you're a doctor out there and you want to set up a black hospital, you have to go through religion. If you go through religion, they can't shut it down because religion and state are separate. Okay? That's why the Catholics got their own Catholic hospitals. Religion. They send their hospitals up to religion because church and state are separate. Okay? And we want to declare everything, you got to go through your religion. So, you have to pick a way of life that's sponsored by the uncaused cause. What you call God, whatever you call it, the uncaused cause, that's what sponsored it. That's what caused everything to exist, but nothing caused it to exist. I'm giving you some tidbits. This information that I'm giving you will help put you on the road towards freedom, all right? And that's what we're talking about. Freedom means control. If you're in an organization, ask yourself, how much control do I have over this organization? That will let you know how much freedom you have. If you're doing anything, ask yourself, how much control do I have? How much control do I have over the military in the United States? How much control do I have over the Navy and the Army? How much control do I have over these politicians? I ain't picked no politician to go up there and do nothing. What do I have over these guys? None. Okay? You don't have no control over these guys. Okay? I have a CD on the market. It's a gospel CD. It's called Jesus is Coming. The link for that is CD/Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. And that will take you into the CD. A couple of CDs or whatever, but if you don't like them, don't buy it. But we think the music is pretty good. And we also have the music that help activate your third eye, your pineal gland, all right? So that's just another little tidbit. And Toronto Prescriptions Part 2 is on that. What we're talking about today is coming out of the Toronto Prescriptions Part 2, okay? That's called The Christ is Coming. Now The Christ is Coming. But if Christ has, now you have to ask yourself the question, if a Christ has already came, who is the Christ? Okay? That's a whole new show, but I'm just saying that's a Christ has come. Toronto Scriptures Part 2. Okay? Now, we also have one of my brothers. He has a lot of creative mindset. He makes clothes and pens. Flags, like he makes the red, black, and green flag. You know, those of you who are familiar with the red, black, and green he makes those flags. So if you need some red, black, green flags, you can give him a call. He's called RBG Industries, Red, Black, Green Industries. His number is 609-638-5833. Okay. Now, there's a couple other shows that I listen to, but I don't, doesn't really give off enough information where I think is worth you sitting in. These shows that I mentioned so far are worth you sitting in. That's why I give them a shout out. I don't get paid for the advertising. I just give them a shout out because I think it's a good idea for you to listen to them when you get a chance, okay? Now, let's keep going here, right? Now, why does the way of life that makes you hate and have enemies destroy us? Now, think about that, okay? The messengers bring us a way of life based on peace. Evil ones get in there through force, you know, by murder, killing, whatever they have to do. And they use the messenger's name. They use the messenger's name, and they force you into a situation where they're taking control over your life. I don't know if you've ever read the 48 books, 48 Laws of Power, but in that book, it tells you if you're going to be a leader, if you don't have enemies, make some. What's the easiest way to rally people around you? Give them any enemy. It's easier to rally your people around a common goal to fight than it is for a common goal to love, you know? We're here to reverse the process. We're trying to give you to love, not a common goal to fight. You're a God, you're an energy being, and you're responsible for every insect, every plant, every animal, every human being on the planet, and all the planets in the cosmos. That's what you're responsible for. Now you got to ask yourself, how in the world am I going to get to these other planets? Do you know your ancestors used to travel to the other planets, not with ships and stuff. They had portals. They just stepped to the portal and go where they're trying to do. That's what the fight with Iraq was all about. There's a portal over there, okay? There's another portal here. I forget exactly where it was, but they want that portal. Saddam Hussein rebuilt the structure that the portal was at, and knocked Saddam Hussein off. They stationed a military squadron, that's Air Force, but they stationed a couple of military squads around that building to make sure that they were in control of the portal. And they're starting to head in. Okay? That's what the movie Stargate SG-1 was about. They're finding portals to figure out how to use them. Okay, you know, maybe I could go to Mars for a while, or maybe I could go to Jupiter. You don't think like that, understand? Because you are the power of this village. You are. When you go outside, look around, go downtown. There's enough downtown walking on sleeping. That's the power. It's nothing. You think the president, vice president, are more powerful than you? No. They just decided to get into the system so they can have more control over what's going on. But the real control of the system actually is the gods who are under the system. But they don't know who they are. So they're letting a few people run their lives, all kinds of distractions going on to keep them from actually being into what they're supposed to get into. You know, it seems crazy, but if you allow somebody else to raise your children, you're going to get a product of the people that are teaching your children, not a product from you. Think about this for a minute. I take a wolf cub from its parents, and when that wolf get grown, if his parents come around and mess with me, that wolf would attack the parents. Okay? But if that wolf cub has stayed with the parents, if I go mess with the parents, the wolf cub will attack me. This is what's going on right now. You have been raised by somebody else. You're sending your children to schools that you have no control over the curricula. So without that control, they're raising your children to go against you. That's why you have trouble with your children. Because they're raising not to respect you, but to respect the other guy. that there's something wrong with that picture. Now, you as a God, drawing power from the cosmos, can sit down and figure out a way to change all this. You say, oh, man, it's impossible. They got all this. The only thing they have is the fact that you're letting them do what they're doing. That's what they have. They have convinced you that you don't have enough power to make it happen. But you can. You can make what you want happen. You don't have enough money. Get the money you need, right? Picture in your mind what you want. Picture in your mind how much money you need. And just start walking towards it in expectation that it's coming. And trust me, it's going to come. Because the universe, once you ask for something, the entire cosmos go to work to manipulate everything to bring what you ask for into existence. The problem is we ask for one thing today and we ask for something else tomorrow. So we lose what we asked for yesterday, going after what we want tomorrow, and we don't get anything. That's the problem. That's why it's important to work out your end game first. Okay? You work out your end game first. That way, when you're asking for something, it's in line with where you go. You're not asking for one thing today and something else tomorrow. The law of attraction, reap what you sow, everything starts working in your favor. And then you'll turn around and you say, oh, man, everything is going great. This is going great. Everything begins to fall into place. You know what I'm saying? You want to test this? Test it. Tomorrow. Think about somebody. Think about somebody you want to see. Okay? Why does they pop up? That's how it works. You have support power that is unbelievable. And that's the problem. The power that you have is just unbelievable. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? But you have it. I'm here to tell you you have it. I mean, I have a CD on the market. I got 4 books on the market. I got a dog on a radio show going. I got other things happening. I got property all over the place. Where is it coming from? This is what I'm visualizing. This is what I want to happen. And I'm literally bringing stuff into existence that I want. I do have an end game. So everything that I'm bringing into existence is going in line with my end game. So you have to be patient on some things because everything has to flow in a certain order if it's going to be successful and proper. And that's what I have to do. And that's what's going on right now. That's what you have to do. Go to your end game and start visualizing what you want. Come into existence. Trust me, it will. Because it happens all the time. This is how the preachers are getting over so much. See? I listened to one guy comes on every one of his guys on. I think his name is Mike Murdoch, got something like that there. And he's using the principle to get people to get $58. $1,000. He's using the principle. Principle works, but they don't know that they don't need him to work the principle. Each individual can work the principle by themselves, but they don't know that. You understand what I'm saying? And he's not going to tell them that. You feel me? So, but I'm telling you that I haven't asked you for no seed. I haven't asked for no seed money because I can get it all myself. Well, I got to bug you for tithes and offerings. I don't need your tithes in the offering. I would like for you to buy the CD, but the tone is in it to activate your PTO plan. You see what I'm saying? Buy the Torah of the Scripture. Because, yes, and these books are key to unlock your power. You follow what I'm saying? But when I set the organization, I don't need nobody to give me no tithe. I don't need nobody to give me no donation. I can go out and myself. You make the money through residual income. That's a book, that's a record, that's real estate. Anything that you can set up with once you make it, you don't have to constantly make it over and over and over to get paid. See, I sell cakes and pies, but that's a job because I got to keep making pies every day, every day, every day. You know what I'm saying? So that's a job. But you have so much. I know I keep saying it over and over, it's not like a broken record. Like I'm trying to convince you that you have the power, but I want what you have. Test it. See for yourself that it works. Check it out. follow what I'm saying? Now, this is Black History Month, right? I got about 10 minutes left. I didn't mean to talk that long before I got into Black History. But this is Black History Month, okay? Once again, thank those that are on the line. I appreciate you listening. This path that I'm on, not for everybody. Everybody don't want to be free. Everybody don't want to take control of their lives. They like getting the benefits and all that stuff from somebody else. They like other people being in control of their lives. Some people like that. I want to be free. I want to control the power that I have to bring into existence what I think should be in existence, and I can do that. Okay? So those of you who are thinking like that, those who want to be free and are looking to have more control of the power that you have, then you're in the right place. Then you're walking the right path. Because now we go together. You know what I'm saying? So each tip that I give you will lock in something else that you hear, something else that you hear, and you will begin teaching you what you need. I can teach you. I can talk information to spark a thought. The universe takes over. And the universe can teach you. That's why I never teach you. Okay, I'm not a benefit. I'm not a benefit to anybody. I'm just bringing a message. That's what I'm doing to those who have ears. Those who have ears, let them hear. Those who have ears who are looking for a way to be free, these messages will trigger a thought process in your mind so that the universe will become your teacher. You'll become a student of the universe. This is Black History Month. Out of time here. Like I said, I still want to thank you again for calling in. Those that are on the air, staying on the air, you know, I appreciate you listening. Let me know. Okay, now this is Black History Month. Now, what I want to bring up on Black History Month is that they are taking Black leaders from Black people. And that sounds a little strange. They're turning their leaders white. And you have to begin to take them back. Don't let them take your leader and set up these crazy religious name. And then every time you mention their name, you get turned off. The Muslim Jews, you get turned off. A Christian kid, turned off. Muhammad's 1 hour. Jesus 1 hour. So when you see that blind and blue-eyed guy, they got stuck up on the cross, was not Yahshua ben Bedera. Not our Jesus. I don't know who he was. He didn't exist. He's a fake. I'm just telling you straight up. There was a Yahshua ben Bedera, and you got to take him back. You can go and study and find out the information about Yahshua ben Bedera. Muhammad is ours. They got his books. I read one book. They got Muhammad with pointy nose and pale skin. They got him looking like a white boy. No, Muhammad wasn't a white boy. I'm telling you straight up. Say he wasn't Caucasian. It's a different term. The white means one thing, black. You go on and on and on. But I'm just speaking in a tongue where we all can sort of hear what's going on, hear what I'm saying, you know? But we need to take our people back, right? Don't let them keep our Jesus, Yahshua ben Bedera. Don't let them keep him. He's yours. Muhammad, he's yours. Toussaint Laurent Overture, Haiti, don't let them take him. He's yours. They're trying to make him white, too. Queen Nzinga, Amazon Queen. She's powerful. She's powerful, sister. All her sisters were powerful. Don't let them take her from you, okay? They got, what's his name? Lucy Lovely, the Amazon, and had this little blonde hair girl with her as the Amazon queen, you know? Don't let them take your black leaders from you. Queen Nzinga was powerful, and she was yours, okay? I'm just running this off, okay? Now we got Queen T, Mula Regia, Hatshepsut, I can't pronounce the name, but she was one of the greatest generals that Egypt had, female. You know what I'm saying? Cleopatra. Now, you know what they did with Cleopatra. They turned Cleopatra away. Elizabeth Taylor played Cleopatra for a while. Cleopatra looked good, but she wasn't. That wasn't our Cleopatra. They taken Cleopatra for it. King Tut, they taken him from it. Okay? We got King Montezuma of Africa. They take him. Marcus Garvey, they're trying to take Marcus Garvey from you, black as he was. This thing out, Gandhi, they're taking him from you. Also, America was America before the Europeans came. Check it out. When Books Cry Out by Horace Butler, okay? The Americans already existed. They didn't... I had to check the time. We were running so fast. The Americas was here before the European came. Because I thought that the name was named after America Vespucci. But America, what was his name? Alberto or something, that was his name. But it was already called the Americas. They had sports arenas and everything else here. You know? They had major cities here. When the European came, everybody wasn't running around a dog on TV with a loincloth. Excuse me, with a loincloth on like they're teaching you. Okay? I think I just got noticed. We only got a few more minutes. We only got 1 minute here. So we're about done here. But I wanted to just go over all this stuff with you. But the main thing, Black History Month, don't let them take your people. I'm pretty good. I would like everybody need to get a copy of that because I think it's pretty. So I got about a few seconds left, okay? And so with these few seconds, I like to say love is and always will be the answer. But the European definition of love, we can't use that one because that would have you going crazy. How you going to love somebody? You stalking them, chasing them around. That ain't no love, you know? Love is the act that make others feel good. Think about when you and your mate first got together, how y'all used to treat each other real good and get everything. That was the love. After y'all got hooked up, then y'all wanted to she's mine, you start demanding this and all that. But that's not what love is, okay? So I only got a few more seconds here. So yeah, I got 10 seconds. So what I like to say is love is and always will be the answer. And thank you once again for calling in and listening to the show and picking up some of these tidbits. And as you go through your journey, the cosmos will begin to pick up on your training, and that's what begin to teach you. That's the only teacher that you really need. You know, you need the cosmos to begin to teach you, and that's what's going to happen, okay? So much love, and I'll be looking forward to chatting with you again Sunday. This is the Elohim Radio Show. Peace.